to the sound of the monstrance clock. Air is cleansed, assemble flock. Black candles burn, all minds align.
We are back on the podcast.
Hey, all right. Hey. All right. Whoa.
All right. One clap. One clap. One clap. All right. Hey, we're back on the podcast this week. I said that we were going to do a one-year anniversary episode, and I guess this will be it, because to my right, as always, my co-host, the wickedly talented Evan Grovin.
Hey.
Hey, how are
you
doing?
Hey. You nailed it.
I was, oh man, that was a, it's a hard name to pronounce, I'll tell you, but I've been working on it.
Wickedly talented.
Fun. So this is a, me and Evan centric episode because, like I said, we made 1 year. Hey, congratulations.
Hey, congratulations to us.
Yeah, we did all right. We did a year's full of podcasts.
Still doing it.
Still banging and clanging when it comes to podcasts. I figured it would just be a fun way to celebrate the fact that we made a full year of doing a podcast once every week, sometimes once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Over 30, close to 40 episodes, I believe. I have to, like, keep yanking some, like, the old ones off because the audio sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, our inaugural episode, we did an all X-Men episode. This was, like, last summer. We were anticipating X-Men Days of Future Past, and I proposed the idea of finally doing a Star Wars episode, and then I got a little lukewarm on the I got a little lukewarm on the idea, because I mean, haven't we said everything that needs to be said about Star Wars? Like, does people want to hear us pontificate on Star Wars?
Well, I would say that we were pretty hot on the new Star Wars coming out. But
yeah,
and then another movie came our way, which changed everything for me, anyways.
So here's the thing: I want to talk about a special topic.
You want to talk about what we're drinking? For
yeah,
this?
Sure. Let me crack one open. We were very excited last week before you showed up, Evan, about the fall beers are here. The fall beers.
Fall. I love the fall beers.
And so I got continuing that trend, and I got a 6-pack of Oktoberfest Samuel motherfucking Adams.
Nice.
What do you got?
Good beer.
What are you rocking?
I have, well, you know, for old times' sake, when we first started doing the show.
Yeah, you got a big fat can of garbage over there.
Yeah, I'd start off my show with some shit beer, and then yeah. I'd go to the good beer.
Yeah.
So, as always, I used to do, I got myself a nice honking bottle of Foster's Australian for shit.
Yeah, that stuff sucks.
I don't know what it is. I just enjoy the taste of this stuff. It's like beer. It's beer flavored beer.
Oh, that tastes like shoes.
It's pretty strong. Ugh. And there's another reason why I like this Foster's.
It has nodes of rope.
Yeah, yeah. Leather.
Bottom of my car seat.
For some reason, in World's End, they can't get the beers that they want. So in every bar, they're drinking Foster's.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's like, if Foster's like the Budweiser over there. It probably is. But I don't know. It just made me buy it, and ever since I don't know.
Good segue. Like, well, in this episode, I want to do a lot of throwbacks to like old episodes and stuff. Segue. Last summer.
Hold on, I'm not done.
Okay.
Real quick, and my good beer that
I
bought.
You cut me off.
I'm sorry, but I wanted to talk about. I do have a good beer to drink. I have. I love the bottle for this. I love the label. It's amazing. Sierra Nevada Flipside Red IPA. I'm so excited
to try one of those.
Like, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I'm putting you in timeout. Okay. Cutting me off. This is my show, goddamn it. No, I'm just kidding. It's our show. No, I was going to say a good throwback to last summer. World's End was our movie of the summer.
Yeah.
And
was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was our favorite. It was the consensus. It was our favorite movie that we watched last year.
A whole lot of shit came out last year.
A lot of shit last year.
But a lot of good shit came out this year.
Yeah, and I figure something we discussed is that pretty much the summer movies are over. The summer raids have ended, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, all that's left is Sin City 2.
Sin City 2, which I'm not probably going to see in theater. I'm not really... I mean,
talk about ending on a weak note.
Mm-hmm. I mean... We saw the majority of the summer movies. Yeah. Sans, like, we're not going to pay money to go see Transformers.
No.
Or, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No, I'm not seeing that.
I mean, for me, the summer has ended because... we already saw the fucking greatest movie that came out this year, which is fucking Guardians
of the Galaxy. I was going to say, can we have a unanimous Pop Junk Movies favorite movie of the summer? Probably Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I mean, I have a really tough decision with... I mean, I fucking loved Winter Soldier, but yeah. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy...
Guardians was better.
It was new and fresh.
It was a lot more fun. It was interesting because we pontificated earlier that was this the movie that... Was this going to be Marvel's first bomb?
Yeah.
And it seemed like it had a lot of elements where it was, like, unestablished characters, a property that was, like... I mean, these aren't even B characters. These are C characters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, you know, had James Gunn, who really wasn't a established director at the time. I mean, he's made some good movies or some, you know, movies that people like, but not, like, a Hollywood director.
I mean, they were taking a huge gamble. Mm-hmm. With Guardians. I mean, like you said, bringing in a new director being James Gunn.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Slither is like a cult movie. Pretty good.
I've gone on record as saying Super, I don't like at all. It's not a good movie. Thumbs down to Super. I hated that movie. So I was kind of lukewarm going in. You know, the last movie I saw of this guy's was kind of... I'll tell you a little backstory on James Gunn. Did not know this. Worked for Troma.
Really?
Worked for Troma. If you don't know what Troma movies are, we're talking Class of Nukem High, Toxic Avenger. Yep. It's just this really class of, like, gross out, like, really
B-movie exploitation.
Yeah. Spearheaded by a guy named Lloyd Kaufman, who had a cameo in Guardians.
That was him. Yeah. I saw him. I totally saw him. And I was like, who the fuck is that? And
he had a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Thank you, because it was bothering me.
James Gunn wrote Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Which is a really terrible movie.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's a Troma movie. Yeah. You don't go in expecting, you know, Schindler's List, but...
But, yeah, they were taking a lot of chances. I mean, Chris Pratt has never...
Was not an established star.
No.
I mean, they cast a wrestler with no acting experience who was really good.
Somehow they came up on top on everything.
Yeah, everything for Guardians I thought was a home run.
Yeah.
I thought the cast was brilliant. I thought the directing was great. I thought the writing was really smart. I thought it was probably the funniest movie I've seen since probably 21 Jump Street.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm not a big comedy guy. I don't seek out comedies anymore. But this movie, like, it's so many good jokes and gags.
So many good parts.
I mean, and there's a thing about a movie where, I was looking at the previews going, like, am I going to get thrown off by the fact that there's a CGI tree and a CGI raccoon? They ended up being the best parts of the movie.
They were the best parts of the movie.
Like, you know, somebody was saying, like, I was listening to, a podcast or radio show, and they were like, why do they get... You know, like, guys like Bradley Cooper to do voices when they could just get, like, guys who are, like, professional voice actors to do it. But Bradley Cooper was great. He's great as the voice of Rocket.
You could barely tell it was him.
Yeah, no, he actually kind of had, like, a different... He didn't sound exactly like Bradley Cooper. He kind of gave, like, a head of, like, a little bit of... Not like an accent, but, like... You know, you just kind of do, like, a double take when you hear him.
Yeah, I wasn't sitting there the whole movie going, like, that's Bradley Cooper.
Right, and then...
That kind of washed over me after a while.
Yeah, and then Vin Diesel does the voice of Groot, which was almost kind of a rib. It was almost kind of a joke.
Yeah.
But he literally went in and recorded... Thing about Groot, he's got one line in the movie, but he says it, like, 1,000 times.
He kind of says it in a way towards the end of the movie that kind of holds a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like, it actually has a lot of meaning.
Right.
So it works. I don't use this word lightly, and
We are known for hyperbole on this show, but try and...
And I think this needs to be said. There was a scene in the movie, I'm not going to give anything away, but it brought out such, like, emotion and weight.
It gave you feels?
Yeah. I would call it... I've been trying to find a word. I think the scene was magical.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to give anything away. I'm trying to see if I can tell you what scene I'm talking about.
Towards the end?
Just towards the end.
Yeah, you don't want to give too much away. But there's like...
Somebody saves everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, what a great scene.
Yeah.
And I really thought towards that part, I was like, oh, this movie's just going to get wrapped up and everybody wins. But, like, it was kind of different.
Yeah.
But, I love that movie. I got to give it a 4.5.
Yeah, I was close to 5 for me, too. I would say 4.5.
The only reason I'm not giving it a 5 is because the plot kind of followed...
The plot it's pretty basic.
Yeah, it kind of followed the same plot as, like, Thor 2, kind of.
Sort of, yeah.
Like, there's a villain, we got to stop the villain.
Yeah, they have this thing that everybody wants.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go on a limb and say better than Avengers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because Avengers has a lot of... You take a lot of the good with the bad with the Avengers. There's some downtime in that movie, and yeah. I'm not saying boring parts. I'm saying, like, useless parts.
Yeah.
The thing about Avengers is it kind of takes a little bit to get going. You're trying to, like, you got to rev the engine a little bit on that movie, and then it, like, hits, you know, once it's going full speed, you're like, all right, this movie is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing about Guardians, and maybe it was, like, sort of a mystery factor where, like, you don't know a lot about these characters and their motivations, and I think they had, like, I don't know, they were spot on with all the different, like, they have different characteristics, and, like, they just kind of work as, like, a team, and
yeah.
I don't know, it's just I just tell people it's a really fun movie.
It's very fun. Maybe for, like, a kid.
Yeah, and this is how I wanted to segue into Star Wars, and I want to have a conversation with you about it. We're both huge Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Huge. And it's sort of like a, Star Wars is sort of a sacred cow for me. Like, sometimes on the right day, I'll say, like, Empire Strikes Back, my favorite movie of all time. When is it safe to say that there's a sci-fi movie out there that's better than Star Wars? When can we have that conversation? Is it at all possible? Because you put up something on Facebook about how Groot was a better Chewbacca. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
And then somebody put a comment and said, not only do I agree with you, but I think Guardians is better than Star Wars.
Did you notice I didn't answer?
Yeah, yeah. And I sort of heard, like, a record scratch, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, let's slow our roll.
I don't know if I'm ready to make that decision.
But why not? When are we going to finally take the crown off of Star Wars and give it to somebody else? I think that the thing with it is... You don't have Guardians of the Galaxy without Star Wars, maybe. Because these comic books are written in, like, the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So, like, you do have, like, Star Wars didn't create the space opera, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just, like, when are we allowed to say that there's a movie out there, there's a science fiction space movie that's better than Star Wars? Like, I feel like people are too scared to say it. That, like, you know, like I said, like, Star Wars, like, this weird sacred cow that, like, you can't say, like, oh, it's, you know, this movie's better than Star Wars. Like, oh, I can't do that. It's just an interesting conversation to have, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you have to go and look at everything about Star Wars, like, go and look at all the toys and all the expanded universes, which doesn't even matter now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go and look at all the prequels, yeah, hell yeah, it's better than the prequels.
Yeah, it's funny, like, the thing about Guardians is it got everything right about, like, a space fantasy movie that the three prequels just completely whiffed on. Like, you didn't walk out of those, you walked out of Guardians with, like, that little bit of hop in your step, a little bit of, like, pep in your step that you're like, wow, what a fun movie. Like, that's why you go to the movie theater. To laugh, to be, like, amazed, to, like, get into the story and the characters. And I remember, like, you'd walk out of those prequel movies and you're like, well, the best one was a total fucking downer. The third one was a complete, like, they're killing kids. And it's just like, what are we doing? Like, what is happening with these movies?
Yeah. I mean, if you would take away the prequels, then is Guardians better than Star Wars?
I don't know, because it's different wherein, like, Star Wars is a trilogy. Like, all right, if I was to choose, I don't know, because I hate
tough.
It is tough, and I hate the whole knee-jerk reaction, because, like, I mean, let's talk about Star Wars for a second. Let's use this time to kind of do what we originally wanted to do. A New Hope. What are your feelings on that movie? Because mine are kind of mixed.
Mine are very mixed. I love it, but it's kind of boring.
It's very wooden.
Yeah.
The acting sucks.
Like, it's kind of boring when they're, like, hanging out on Tatooine the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know? It doesn't really pick up until they get to the Death Star.
Right.
Or at least until they meet Han Solo.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, and it's, like, I keep saying, like, it's a sacred cow. Like, we have to just, like, give it, like, we have to, like, throw all this respect on it. Like, oh, it's Star Wars, and, you know, you can't say anything bad about, you know, A New Hope. And it's, like, I know like it set up everything, and it was like they, you know, it was this big venture. It's like Jaws, where it's just like it was a miracle that it happened.
Yeah.
Like if you give like the circumstances and like, you know, how it all came together, it's an amazing feat. But if you just look at it as a movie, as like a mic, you know, there's just like, this is like a film. It's like a 2-hour movie. What did you think? Like it's fun, but I'm not saying it doesn't hold up, but it's just like as a movie, especially in the trilogy, I wouldn't go to that first to watch. It's not, yeah. You know, I don't lean on that as like, oh, yeah. I remember when they re-released them in 97 with the god-awful CGI.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of being bored for like the first half hour. And not because I had already seen it. I remember being really jonesed up to be like, yeah, you know, Star Wars in the theater. This is the way I always wanted to see it as a kid. I saw it and I was just like, all right, let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what was a huge mistake, and it's been talked about to death, but when they added in all that CGI, it's so jarring, and it really jumps out at you. And what's funny is now that CGI is super dated. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah, now that,
it sucks. It looks like shit. Horrible. When like the dewback is just hanging out in the background, it's so fucking distracting.
The dance scene, the CGI dance scene that they put in
Jedi
looks terrible. It looks like a legit cartoon.
Yeah, it's bad. It doesn't fit. Nothing comes, you know, like if you watch, like if you watch the beginning of Jedi, it's kind of gritty.
Yeah.
Not gritty in like a Seven kind of way. I mean, gritty like it's grainy a little bit. Like they're in the desert, like everything's kind of worn. And then, you have like these cartoon fucking dance people.
It doesn't fit.
It's so stupid.
It's like a left field. It has no place in that
and
that part.
For last week when we were doing movie bands, and I watched the scene from the original Jedi with the Sice Noodles band, you know, the Max Rebo band, and it was just like, this works. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
Like, the puppets just look, they look fine.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It's just, I just thought it would be an interesting conversation to have when, like, when are we finally allowed to admit that there's movies out there that are better than Star Wars?
Yeah. I mean, they've done their best to ruin it.
Yeah.
And to lessen its value.
Yeah. But then you go to a movie like Empire Strikes Back, and the reason, not trying to be all like cinephile, but like that's just a very well crafted, well directed, well acted movie. That's like a legit, like a very like fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Jedi gets kind of shit on because it's like, oh, it's Ewoks and it's this and it's that, but it's like Jedi's a really good action movie.
Yeah. It's
Jedi's great. The T2 of the Star Wars saga because it's fucking action all the way through.
Plus, it wraps up the whole Luke and Darth, storyline.
So, right.
Which, I mean, you need that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, I mean, are you saying kind of?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Is Star Wars that good?
Right. That's kind of.
I think it is because of when it was made.
Absolutely.
I think that's something you need to bring up.
It's a huge part of it.
But, I mean, when something like Guardians comes along, it's like, man, I can't help it, but this is just way more exciting.
It was way more exciting, and, like, a lot more fun.
And not only that, it takes place in a universe, like the Marvel Universe, where the movies, those movies are all pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Most of them, anyways.
Yeah, most of them.
But that's another thing. That's, like, a movie that was almost better than Star Wars takes place in a universe where, like, Captain America and the Avengers. Like, you can't deny that.
So let's talk about the Marvel movies for a second. Where does Guardians fall for you? Because right now it's number one for me. I mean, I sat on it. I wanted, you know, Avengers, I always said, was like, that's the Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And then I thought that Cap 2 might have been a close number one, probably number two. But I'm going to put Guardians right at the top right now.
Winter Soldier is number one for me.
Okay.
Just because I've always wanted to see a proper Captain America movie. It's like, one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, it was like a spy thriller. Like, that's a great movie.
Really good. I've watched it three times already.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how. But I've watched it three times recently. I've already told too much. but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
The whole S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. And Nick Fury and
so let's say at least this: Guardians, Avengers, Cap 2. What's on the bottom for Marvel movies?
Bottom?
Yeah, what's the bottom? Because I want to say Thor 2.
Not counting X-Men or
No. Marvel movies.
Studios.
I want to say Thor 2 and Iron Man 2 is the worst.
Yeah.
Thor 2 has not aged well for me. I still like the first one a lot.
Yeah, I love the first one.
I feel like Thor doesn't work until Loki shows up.
Yeah.
And then it's almost too late. I would like you to visit Iron Man 3 at some point. Because Iron Man 3 was a movie I initially did not enjoy, but I have revisited recently. It's on Stars
now? I think I've seen all of it.
It's pretty... there's a real lull in the middle of the movie, but overall, it's a pretty good movie. It's better than I originally gave it credit for.
So when he's, investigating what in, that town with the kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that part's super not boring. Great. The stuff, it's... The meat in the middle is not so much, but there's a nice sweet bun.
I remember liking the first act and the last act.
Yeah.
That was it.
What about Iron Man 1?
It's good. It's all right. I was entertained, but it's not up there for me.
Iron Man 1 falls right into the middle of the Marvel movies, probably. I mean, are we counting Hulk? Because Hulk was kind of boring.
No.
I mean, it falls into the canon, it's in continuity with the rest of the movies, but even still.
You know what was weird is that they mentioned, the villain. They mentioned the villain of Hulk in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah, Abomination. Yeah, Blomsky.
They said, Blomsky, yeah. Do you want to be in Bar, Alaska, but, watching Blomsky's cell or whatever, which I thought was cool. But you know what the thing about Iron Man for me is? He's not Tony Stark. He's fucking Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, a little bit.
For me. It takes me out of the movie.
I will say, people's complaints about... what's that movie? The George Clooney, Sandra Bullock... Gravity. Yeah. People bitched and complained that, George Clooney's just being George Clooney. He's not being a character. Fine. Robert Downey Jr. is just being Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Yeah.
And it just works.
Yeah.
So, I dismiss that criticism of Gravity, where it's like, well, he's just being, George Clooney. Well, it fucking works for the movie.
Yeah, that's different. He's he's not a comic book character. He's just a character in the movie.
Right.
But I don't know. I enjoy the Iron Man character. I like him a lot as a side character in Avengers.
Mm.
But like I said, it just kind of takes me out of the movie. He's not Tony Stark. He's being Deadpool.
He
kind of breaks the fourth wall a little bit.
Yeah, and he's kind of he's got the quips and this. He's like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's like how Spider-Man should be.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's really witty and
He's not Tony Stark.
Yeah. He's not maybe serious enough.
That's why I fucking love Captain America, because he
nails it. He nails the character.
Steve Rogers. That's how I picture him in the comics.
Yeah. So, I guess the next one... I'm actually going to be perfectly honest. Even when Edgar Wright was involved, I don't care about Ant-Man all that much.
I don't care.
I don't really give a shit, to be honest with you.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about it.
So, the next one we got to look forward to is Avengers 2 in May. I mean, that's coming up.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It could go either way. I mean, you got to be honest. Joss Whedon is hit or miss, I think.
Well,
I think he's hit or miss. That's my opinion.
I think he's going to have a little bit... I don't feel like he got rushed.
He can fail.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's not infallible. He's not, sometimes I watch an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah,
let's pick it up here. You know, so, yeah. The whole first fucking 9 episodes. I know it wasn't him, but he's still in charge. He's running the show over there. I like how I'm having a conversation with Sage off pod.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. Just talking to a fucking ghost. Avengers 2, I can't say yay or nay or anything. I'm excited for it. It should be good.
I'm not dead set that it's going to be good.
I mean, it is.
But I hope it's going to be good.
It's going to be what it is.
I'm kind of weary on how they're going to treat Quicksilver and...
Because they hit a home run with Quicksilver in... X-Men Days of Future Past.
They're not allowed to call them mutants.
No, they're going to call them gifted or miracles or something.
They call them miracles in the end of Cap.
Okay.
Cap 2.
Special, yeah. They'll have all sorts of descriptive words for them. That's our little Marvel Star Wars wrap-up. I'm really excited for for Episode 7, to be honest with you.
I want
to keep up on Star Wars. They just released a picture of old ass Mark Hamill. He lost some good. Weight. He grew a gnarly beard.
Yeah.
And he's ready to Luke Skywalker it up.
I think he's going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I hope so. We were talking off pod. You know, everyone was like, oh, is he going to get Harrison Ford to do Han Solo? I don't care. I don't want to really see an old Han Solo. Like, he's just going to be like old and grumpy. And it's like, eh, I miss the old, you know, the old yeah. Han Solo. But I'm excited for like a wise wizard of Jedi Mark Hamill.
I can't wait. Can't fucking wait.
So that should be interesting. And I'm excited for that. I like that cast that they got. A lot of up-and-coming really cool actors. So yeah, Star Wars Episode 7.
I just want to say real quick.
Sure.
My all my favorite parts of Guardians of the Galaxy was either with Groot or Drax.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give it to Dave Bautista, man. He was really, really like good.
All the best parts of that movie.
Yeah.
And his lines are amazing.
Yes, he was very funny.
Very funny.
And he was, like, the most serious character in the movie.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a part, you know, he was, like, driven by revenge and, like, he so should good. Be taken seriously at certain points, but sometimes it's just, it was
But funny. All his lines are hilarious.
Yeah, great.
They were really good.
So I just had, a quick variety of topics that I want to talk about. I listened to a podcast recently, and it was a really great subject, and I just kind of want to piggyback off for a second. And basically they were talking about, why is TV so bleak now? Like, everything that we consume, the best shows on TV are just the most depressing fucking things that you can watch. I guess The Leftovers, which you kind of poo-pooed, I guess is like a real tough watch.
Like, that's why I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard it's good, but it's like, oh, I can't. Sunday nights is just like Opus Dei. Like, you're just like getting whipped while you're watching these movies.
I mean, you want to talk about why TV being such a downer. Like, I can't take another downer show after Breaking Bad.
I have a hard time sometimes ingesting Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
After what happened in season 3 to one of like the best new characters.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh my God. You know, you watch that scene, you're like, now I have to go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a week's worth of work ahead of me and I got to watch this shit.
By the way, that happened to me in a dream recently.
No, that's gross.
I got my fucking teeth punched out. It was disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I woke up and I wanted to cry.
Yeah, that's bad news.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and Breaking Bad was just like a total fucking downer. Like, that last season. Like, the thing with Breaking Bad, it was like, it was kind of bleak for the first, you know, handful of seasons, but there was always like the comedy aspects of like Walt and Jesse and everything. Yeah. That final season was just a total fucking bummer. It was great.
Yeah.
But it was a total bummer.
So many bummers in every season.
Yeah, but like the thing about it is like it does reflect life because like let's be honest, like we all want to believe that there's this karmic system in the universe is that if you do good things, you know, the good people win in the end. But let's just be, it's not how life works.
No.
And that's how our TV shows have been kind of working lately, where like, you know, it's a very strange, like if you go back to like the 80s, like, you know, shows like Cheers and stuff, like they, you know, everything was sort of like uplifting. I don't know why you chose Cheers as an example, but it's just like, it seems like most of the stuff that we consume now is just like, you know, kick me in the balls and send me to bed.
Yeah.
Like True Detective was just like, it was such a great show, but it was so like, oh my God, it was such a downer.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I promised that we would do a True Detective episode, and it was just like, I was so hungover from that show. Like,
oh, seriously, yeah.
It was so good. And it was just like, and it was so like, we wanted to talk about it so much. And then like after like a month, I was like, oh, I've had enough. Like, I want to rewatch it too. Maybe when we get closer to season 2, we'll devote more time to True Detective.
You know, I kind of wanted like a what the fuck ending to True Detective.
Well, that's the thing. It was like, it kind of had a little bit of a, like a Lost type thing where it was like, there was all these kind of almost supernatural elements. And there was this big mystery. And at the end, you were like, oh, well, it's just a character study. It was just like a pedophile. Like you said, it was in the first episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers.
It wasn't the devil or anything.
No, it wasn't anything weird. Yeah, it wasn't the devil. It was just, and I like that. Like, people complain about that final episode. It's like, well, no, I now get what they were doing. Like, this was just a character study. This is two guys going through some shit.
It was almost very, like, philosophical.
Right, exactly.
The whole show.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I mean, that show was, I mean, it had a little bit of a twinge of, like, a kind of a happy ending, sort of. But not really.
It was a happy ending. They got the bad guy, and then everybody was okay at the end. I'm sorry, I ruined it. but that's essentially what it was. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they all lived, and yeah. and they got the bad guy. That's a pretty fucking happy ending, if you.
Yeah, it just did. Yeah, they just it took them, you know, a couple different roads to get there.
It's a lot more happier than a lot of the endings in Game of Thrones.
Oh my god!
Tell you that much.
It's such an art. Even Walking Dead, you can put that up there as yeah. Sons of Anarchy is a show where nothing really goes your way.
Even I thought Battlestar was fucking bleak as hell.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Wicked bleak.
Yeah, that was another show that was just like, I mean, you had the character, like that final season when you just had characters offing themselves and you were like, wow, yeah. this universe blows.
They were legit shooting themselves in the fucking head.
Yeah. And you were just like, whoa, like this is
too much
heavy shit.
Way heavy. And it was a show about the human race on the run from a cybernetic organism.
Yeah, like a race of like robots, and like and basically the humans are like hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, there was only like a thousand, like a few thousand of them left, which I thought was pretty awesome.
But I was gonna say, but what do all these shows have in common? They're great.
They're really fucking good. Yeah, yeah. I think because that's life. Life is like.
And it's funny, like I kind of see that there's almost like a an opposite effect happening in music. Where, like, if you look at Top 40 right now, everything is literally happy.
Yeah.
Everything is really, like, there's no, you know, there's no Voice of Rebellion, there's no punk movement, there's no Kurt Cobain, there's no, like, anything, like, what do kids listen to piss off their parents nowadays?
I have no idea.
I have no clue. Nothing, like, I don't know, Sage wants to chime in. There's no,
Over-sexualized girls.
Yeah, like, yeah, I get the whole, like, Miley Cyrus, like, over... Yeah.
Which is new.
Right. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Like, the way this country treats sex is really fucking bizarre. Like, how it's such, like, it's demonized, and I don't really understand it. But then, you know, you could turn on Dawn of the Dead at 3:30 on a Saturday, and they're blowing everybody's heads off, but then the sex scene is just completely cut out.
Yeah, it doesn't make
it's
sense.
It's so weird, the way this country treats, like, sex and violence. It's really fucking backwards.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I felt like kind of, music is kind of, like, everything's, you know, everything's great, even though it's not.
I have my own theories about that. Music industry.
Yeah, well, the music industry is fucked up right now. That's a good segue, actually. I watched a documentary on Netflix this week. I say this week because it takes me like 4 nights to watch a 2-hour movie now. I'm doing a lot of studying. And I watched a movie called Downloaded, and it's about Napster. And, I mean, to say that those guys changed the music industry is a fucking understatement.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
They may have killed it.
No, I mean they warped it, you know. Yeah. I'm gonna take a sip of that. What's this called again?
This is Flipside Red IPA. It has a mean ass tree on it.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. You gotta leave me one of those.
I mean, a beer with a giant tree, it should taste like
tree
that.
Of woe.
That's a world tree, my friend.
Oh, world tree, I like that.
That's a world tree.
So, and a new show that me and Evan both checked out this week that I think is worth your time is Legends.
Yes.
Sean Bean, the legendary actor who constantly dies in every movie.
Which, I've got to say, they had a great marketing campaign. They kept putting up Don't Kill Sean Bean.
Yeah.
Which was pretty funny. It was almost like they're in and on the joke.
Yeah, and it would have been really funny if he died the first episode.
Oh, man. I would not watch it if that happened.
That'd be hilarious.
I really like Sean Bean.
He's a great actor. He would go on an underrated actors list.
Yeah.
In this show, you could tell they're letting him kind of flex his acting muscle a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Because
he's like basically an undercover operative.
Yeah.
So he has to like take on these other personalities, and he kind of gets lost in them.
Yeah, his thing is he gets so into his cover that he starts believing he's those people.
Mm.
And it's... Oh, I'm not going to give anything away from the show. But definitely watch it.
It's really good. I was a big fan of that first episode. I liked it a lot.
It's put out by the makers of 24 and Homeland.
Yeah, it's on TNT. Was TNT Southland?
Yeah.
Can we pull one off of Southland?
Oh, man, what a great show.
One of the best cop shows to come out in the last 10-some-odd years. I'm just throwing out a random number right now.
They bought it after they tried to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Southland was what, ABC?
Yeah, it was on
They
ABC,
made one season, they dropped it. There was a big uproar because of how good it was. TNT picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
They ran for 4 seasons. The last episode of the final season was a total fucking cliffhanger, and then they're like, oh, by the way, canceled.
Yep.
I was so kicked in the dick over that. I wanted one more season of fucking Southland. That cast is amazing.
Great cast.
I'm not even joking, like Emmy snubs. Like, that cast was amazing.
That transcends ages, too.
Yes. I mean,
my father would like
to. Yeah, that was a great cop show that like people for our generation would totally dig. And, like, people a little bit older would like.
That's one of the reasons I'm super excited for Gotham. It's because Ben McKenzie. He was amazing in that show.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about Ben McKenzie is I found out he's 35. He's a damn fine-looking man. If I can look like that at 35, I'm doing okay. I'm on my way to 35. I mean, I got 2 more years. But if he's only 35 and looking like that,
yeah,
fucking thumbs up. He's a handsome gentleman. But, I mean... So Gotham is something that I would love to sink my teeth into when that comes out. That is a show that I'm totally in on.
I think Gotham's in good hands.
It is in good hands. It's on CW, so it's probably not going to get canceled even if it sucks.
They keep talking about how they're going
to... Not even if it sucks, even if nobody watches it.
They keep talking about how they're going to be doing all the origins for all the rogues galleries.
Yeah, so it's basically their focus. It's a Batman show with no Batman.
Yeah.
Which, if you think that can't work, see Smallville, which is a Superman show with no Superman. I mean, yeah. I know like Clark Kent's in it, but he's not Superman.
And this was a comic book, Gotham Central. Mm-hmm. So they're not like...
Friend of the podcast,
Donald Loge.
Is in it.
Can I say that the Batman... Like, the whole Batman section of DC is the most interesting part of DC.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of, like, in my opinion, and I know people argue with me till doomsday, but, like, it holds up DC. It does. Yeah,
I agree.
It holds it, think about it this way. Man of Steel sucked.
Yep.
So what did they do?
Terrible.
What was their solution for the next movie?
Bring in Batman.
Let's go get Batman. Yeah. Let's go get the heavy hitter.
Yep.
That movie sucked. So they got to bring in Batman to make it not suck.
Yeah.
You mentioned this today in the car, which I did laugh at. Jason Momoa as Aquaman, no one cares.
Yeah, who cares?
Nobody gives a fuck.
Why bring in Aquaman?
I don't know.
Who, like, do Cyborg or who do we have? Who can we do in Justice League that's better than Aquaman that we haven't done yet?
Recast Green Lantern?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring in the Flash. You know what's funny? There's something that's really gone under the radar. I mean, sometimes casting really gets, like, pecked at by people. No one has pissed and moaned about Wonder Woman yet. That casting for Wonder Woman, terrible.
Terrible.
Thumbs fuck down.
Well, actually, when people saw the suit, people were very underwhelmed.
When I saw the casting, it was like this person from Fast and the Furious. I was like, oh, who's this chick? And I was like, really? She looks like she's, like, 5'5", like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
She's fucking Wonder Woman.
Sorry.
You know what's funny is Ronda Rousey, like, put out this big thing about how she should have played Wonder Woman. And she doesn't look like Wonder Woman.
No.
But at least she's, like, fucking, like, she's a force.
Yeah.
Like, this chick looks like she get blown by the wind.
At least, like, I'd take her seriously.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah, I was really underwhelmed. Like, that's Wonder Woman. Great. Like, this iconic DC character is going to be played by, like, Miss Whatever Universe or whatever.
Why does every character need to be casted in as a young person?
That's a great question.
Why?
Marvel didn't do it.
Why not cast an older woman?
That's what I was expecting.
Like, cast fucking Xena.
Yeah, Lucy Lawless should be fucking...
She still looks the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's still pretty hot.
You know, you hit it right on the head. That was the thing. It was like, when I looked at it, I was like, why is she so young?
Yeah.
Well, she's like a kid.
Doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah, she's a fucking model that happened to be in a Fast and a Furious. DC, man, just so many fucking swings and misses right now. I mean, Marvel's just got them by the balls. They really do.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean...
I love it. I feel so justified. I do, because I loved Marvel growing up, and I was never a DC fan. I mean, I liked Batman, but everything... I thought that comics were too serious.
I remember, real quick, I just want to touch on what I was saying about why they have to cast... why they always have to cast young actors in these roles. And I've been wrong from time to time.
You've been known to be.
I've known to be wrong. Like, when they casted Chris Evans as Captain America.
Yeah,
like,
I was not on board.
I was like, cast somebody older. He looks older in the comic.
Yeah.
But, and then they went and did the whole thing of him trying to get in the army and boot camp. I was like, okay, I see why you went young with him.
Yeah.
When they casted Affleck, though, as Batman, I was like, okay, good.
Yeah, at least...
I was like, he's older, and he should be Batman. However, they casted him because they want to do an older Batman.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look that old.
No.
Like,
because he's like a young-looking older person.
Yeah.
I don't know if that made sense.
I think Batman you know, if you're going to do regular Batman, not like old Batman, like, just, he doesn't need to be young.
Yeah.
Just like a middle,
you know what's funny? Young age. You know what's funny is we're bitching about, like, the casting of Wonder Woman and all this stuff, and, like, people were losing their shit over Affleck as Batman, and it's like, right now, that's looking kind of okay.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, all these other ones.
I want to see Affleck Batman.
Like, here's the thing about Jason Momoa. He's not a good actor.
No.
Yeah, sure, he was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones, and he was fine because he spoke, like, a different language and just looked, like, tough and mean.
Yeah, that was it.
But he was not a good actor.
No.
I don't care about fucking Jason. Fuck him. No, I'm just kidding. Don't kick my ass. No,
but he was terrible in Conan.
Yeah, not a good Conan.
No.
He's just kind of like a... Yeah, I know, you forgot that he was Conan. I see you laughing over there. Not good. Not good. Not good. No,
terrible.
So... I was just kidding, Jason Momoa. Just don't find me and kill me.
Yeah, he's really big.
He is. Kind of scary looking.
But I don't see Aquaman as a big guy.
I mean, he's sort of big in the comic. I don't care. I'm not even going to debate this. I don't care. I don't care. I ain't care.
It's just more DC failing.
Yeah, I agree. DC should stick to their cartoon movies, which are good.
Very good.
Yeah, their animated movies are excellent, and their TV shows are okay. Arrow is a good show.
Yeah.
I stand by Arrow. I don't get to watch as much as I... wish I could.
And maybe start by putting out at least one successful DC movie.
Yeah.
Not counting the Nolan Batmans. No. We're not going to count those.
Those are so separate from DC, though.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's a DC property, obviously, and, like, they'll get the credit for it, but, like, those movies are good because Nolan is an amazing director.
Yeah, that's it.
So.
I used to like what's his name? The director of, Superman.
Zack Snyder.
I used to like
him. I'm out on Zack Snyder.
But now, after all these choices, decisions, and Man of Steel, not good.
Yeah, no.
He's not good anymore.
No.
And I know a lot of people who despise him.
Yeah, yeah. People are, you either hate him or love him. Sage, you have the floor.
Having them not do anything at Comic-Con was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
He had them come out as a little parade.
Yeah.
And, like, smile and wave like they were a bunch of award
winners. Yeah, Comic-Con, fuck Comic-Con. Oh. I don't even give a shit about Comic-Con anymore.
What do you mean? What did he do?
He did nothing. He did nothing. He just had the actors come out and, like, eh. It wasn't even like a Marvel panel. Like, the Marvel panels are fun.
I thought they showed,
They showed a little bit of that footage. I saw that. I saw it on a butt cam. It looked like shit.
And the guy went, oh!
And the guy went, oh! People cheer for anything at Comic-Con.
I know.
Show them, like, stills of, like, stick figures. Like, this is concept art. Like,
yeah.
I hate Comic-Con. Boston Comic-Con was last week. Everyone was like, you're gonna go? Yeah, I'm gonna spend my day standing in line. So I could get inside and stand in line.
One of our first episodes last year, we were coming off of Comic-Con, and we had such a bad experience.
Not happy about Comic-Con last year.
It's not the same anymore.
No, no. And I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to be above it all. It's just it's a costume fest.
Yeah.
It's just people, like, I don't know, like, people go dress
and
as, like...
And they don't even dress as, like comic book related. Like,
no.
Like, everyone's the fucking doctor. Like,
yeah. Yeah, this is not comic book related whatsoever. I know I sound like that old guy. I apologize, but...
We're old.
Yeah.
We are old.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, like, over it, I guess.
Yeah, I just want to go and, like...
I go to legit buy comics.
I want to look at toys and comics.
Yeah.
That's it. And maybe meet, like...
Meatloaf.
You know, I sat in on a... Meatloaf.
I want to meet Meatloaf.
I remember one time I sat in on a Q&A with Tim Sale, and it was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
He was talking about Daredevil Yellow.
Oh, I love Daredevil Yellow.
Yeah.
Daredevil Yellow is amazing.
Really good.
But
that's what it used to be. And it's not like that anymore.
No.
Oh, well. There is going to be an Inhumans movie coming out. There's loose talk.
Inhuman!
Are you a fan of this? Inhumans?
I'm not a fan.
Vin Diesel's apparently going
to
be in it.
Vin Diesel just needs to finally be in a comic book movie and stop talking about comic book movies.
Yeah, don't do Fast and Furious movies.
What is he going to be, Black Bolt?
I think so.
Marvel Inhumans, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
By Marvel?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's their new thing that they're going to... I think because...
How did this go over my head?
I don't know. I've been seeing rumblings about it.
Rumblings?
Yeah.
Rumblings.
And they're saying, like, Vin Diesel might be attached.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I think because Guardians of the Galaxy was so fucking good, they're like,
fuck it.
Just do
everything. Yeah, just start throwing shit against the wall and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. I would totally buy Vin Diesel as Black Bolt.
Mm.
Inhumans is a really... I mean, like, Guardians is a stretch. Like, Inhumans is a fucking reach.
I know nothing about it.
They're like an offshoot. They're like, they were side characters in like the Fantastic Four. I don't know much about them either, to be honest with you. I just know Black Bolt because I have them on the Avengers game on Facebook.
I've only seen the front of the comic.
Yeah.
The trade.
They look cool.
Yeah.
They look awesome. That's
really cool.
Yeah. Evan, drive the ship for a minute.
All right. So, we're going to be talking about, what are we going to be talking about, Adam? I fucked up.
You blew it.
I fucked up. I don't know what we're going to host
the podcast for 1 second, and you just, it's dead air. God damn it.
Well, no, there's a lot of ums.
Yeah, no, that's true. We got some ums. No, I'm fucking
up. Yeah, you're umming.
I gotta stop.
A lot of ums on the podcast.
No, all right, and on a serious note, we had a passing this week.
Oh, I thought we were going to start the show with this, and we didn't. Are we ending the show with this?
No, we're going to end. There's still more to come.
We're still going to send a movie into hell.
Yes. Yeah. No, but on a serious note, Robin Williams passed away. Well, he died. How do you say that?
Robin Williams
committed suicide. That is some heavy shit.
We lost a very funny person.
Yeah. You know what sucked about the whole thing was, like, it took him to die to be like, wow, like, he had a great career. Like, he made some really great movies.
You know, when I first heard about it, it was like a gut punch.
Yeah, totally.
Because he didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people forget that Robin Williams is one of those actors who's just always been there.
Yes.
He always pops up. Like, he popped up in Louis C.K. and it was really good.
Yeah, totally.
Really good. Really good episode. And he was excellent. And he has some really good fucking movies. Like, come on, Good Will Hunting.
I have a list right here. These are my favorite Robin Williams movies. All right, I wrote Hook twice, not on purpose. All right, Hook is a really underrated Steven Spielberg movie. It's a fun movie. And, like, it kind of holds, like, that place in people's hearts. But, like, he totally was Peter Pan. Like, that was a cool movie from my childhood, Hook.
I love Hook.
It's a great movie.
I saw it when I was very young.
Yes, and it has that lasting impression.
I love Hook so much.
Can we talk about Mrs. Doubtfire? Mrs. Doubtfire is a movie I have seen an ungodly amount of times.
Me too. We owned it for some strange reason. But it's funny. It's
funny as hell.
Funny.
And it still holds up.
I used to like it for the wrong reasons because it was like so dumb it's funny.
Yeah.
But like I think it's legit funny. I still laugh at a lot of the jokes.
Funny thing about actor who you forget is in Mrs. Doubtfire, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan plays like the future stepdad of his kids.
Pre-GoldenEye, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, the plot is absurd. The plot is just absurd.
Yeah.
But he makes it work. If he's not in that movie, it's not good.
No.
One that's near and dear to my heart is Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
There's so many good... That's like a get-you-in-the-feels kind of movie. Yep. I love Dead Poets Society. I love movies that
happen to school.
Yeah, me too.
They're just always having to be good.
Good Morning Vietnam is a very good movie. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
Yeah.
But he's fantastic in that.
Movie I saw in the theater. I don't know if you're going chronological, but...
No, I'm all over the place.
Movie I saw in the theater and enjoyed it because of him. Bicentennial Man.
I have not seen Bicentennial Man.
He's a robot.
Yeah, I know of it.
It was like when... You know how when movies come out... And they're, like, both the same plot.
I remember, AI?
Yeah. AI came out, and Bicentennial Man came out. And I thought Bicentennial Man was better because it was funnier.
Yeah, I'm bouncing all over the place. Movie that you may not be familiar with. Sage will probably pop off the couch as soon as I mentioned. Birdcage.
Yeah,
Birdcage is not a favorite movie of mine. He's fantastic in that movie.
But he's good in it.
He's really, really good in that movie. And that's a favorite for, like, a lot of people. How about his turn as a villain in Insomnia?
He was a villain in Insomnia and Hour Photo.
Yeah, 1 Hour Photo. That movie's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it's weird.
Insomnia is a very forgotten Nolan movie.
Yeah, I've seen it recently. It's really good.
It's a really good movie. Really good movie. He's excellent in that. How's this one? Let me see if you remember this movie, because I like this movie a lot. The Best of Times. Do you remember The Best of Times with Kurt Russell and Robin Williams? Where he's trying to like relive his youth as like he's trying to like... He's going back to like win the big football game. They're like recreating this like football game they had in high school.
No, I haven't seen it
in so long.
How old is it?
It's 85, 86. I was a kid when it came out.
Patch Adams is really good.
Patch Adams I've never seen, but I know you like it.
It's really good. Really good movie.
Right in the fields.
There's a great courtroom scene.
I love courtroom scenes.
And he's fantastic in it. Trying to think of other movies.
You can't not talk about Aladdin.
Yeah.
He's the voice of the genie. I mean, that's like a generational thing. Like, kids that were, like, a little bit younger than me, like, really carry, like, that a special place in their heart for that movie.
Well, this goes with why it was such a gut punch, because, like, I think he was a big part of, like...
Our childhood. Yeah,
he was
totally.
In a lot of movies.
I gotta mention one last movie, because... I say this about a lot of movies. Catch Me on the Right Day. This is my favorite movie of all time. This is the one where he won an Academy Award. Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
He is amazing in that movie. I'm not trying to overstate how good he is in that movie. I love that movie. That is close to a perfect movie as a movie can get, for me anyways.
If I had to pick what movie he's best in, it would be that.
He's so good. That is just an unbelievable movie. Unbelievable. Why did I use that word?
It's a fantastic film.
I love it. Honestly, and this sounds corny, when I found out he died, I was studying for this test I got coming up. I put the book down. I was like, I got to watch Good Will Hunting. I have to watch it.
You have to, yeah.
I watched it, and it was he's so good in that.
He is.
It sucks that he died. It sucks that he killed himself. I was not a fan of... There's like a small pocket of people that like, oh, he's depressed. Like, oh, you kill yourself. That's so selfish. Like, never. So it's kind of a rule of mine. Never put yourself like. Don't like. I'll never know what someone else is feeling. Yeah. You know what I mean? When people say like they're depressed, like a lot of people are like, oh, suck it up. Like, you don't know what someone else is going through. Like, there's chemistry in the brain that like, it's just we're all wired differently. Like, depression is a very touchy subject for me. That like I can't feel comfortable judging other people for that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what you don't know what he was feeling or what was going on in his life, and like what his day to day struggles were. And he had a lot, you know. Dude had demons. So I don't know. There was that small pocket of people that were like, oh, that's so selfish. Like, kill yourself. It's like, of course it is, but it's you don't know what his what was going on in his head. So I'm not comfortable with that.
No, I mean, like you said, you don't know what other people are going through.
Right. So, I mean, it's sad. It sucks.
I didn't know he struggled so badly with depression.
Yeah. And there's a really good Cracked article about how most comedians, they're funny because they're repressing like a lot of like stuff that is going on inside of them. You know, like the whole like Chris Farley thing.
Yeah. And there's a fuckload of comedians
exactly that like yeah they just get a lot of like a lot of stuff going on inside, and like the way they cope with it is like through comedy and like but like and now I'm glad that like there's more of an overwhelming wave of like he was such a good dude. Like, there's so many good tributes. Like, I watched the thing on Conan about what he did, you know. Just
I watched the Conan
yeah thing. It was really good. It was like awesome. What he meant to him and what he did for him. He barely knew him.
I watched the Conan one and the Jimmy Fallon one was really good.
That one I haven't watched yet, but I wanted to watch
it. He had a pretty heartfelt tribute to him. I liked it a lot. It gave me a little bit more respect for Jimmy Fallon after that.
Yeah. And it sucks, too, because, like, I feel like this overwhelming, like, just how much everyone loved him and respected him and loved his work. Like, I feel like I wish that he knew that. Like,
yeah.
It took for him to... It's almost like the Kurt Cobain thing. Like, it took for him to die to be like, no, like, you know, you had so much good stuff out there that, like... Everyone loved you and everyone respected you and all the work that you had done. And it sucks that it takes for you to pass away for people to like... No one was talking about Robin Williams over the weekend.
No.
You know what I mean? No, most of his movies have been directed to DVD.
Yeah.
He's got four movies coming out before...
Yeah.
Yeah, he completed four movies. So like... What the... And I'm not going to say that probably going to be any good, but, like, he's just kind of making whatever recently.
He's got a movie coming up with somebody that looks decent.
Like, another Night at the Museum movie. They're not for me, so I'm not going to judge them and say they're terrible. Like, they don't make, you know, those movies aren't for us.
But I'm sure he's really good in them.
Oh, I'm sure he's fantastic.
But, yeah, I mean, like you said, like, when I saw that he was gone, I was like, oh, but... I think everybody realized that deep down, everybody fucking loves Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's hard to, yeah. I mean, like, it's weird because I remember when Philip Seymour Hoffman passed away, a lot of people were just like, oh, like, he was kind of like a junkie or whatever. Like, oh, he had drug problems. Yeah. And no one cared. Yeah. Not no one cared. I cared. And other people cared.
Yeah.
But, like, there was way more of, like, a holy shit. Like, Robin Williams is just, like, something about him, you know. Like you said, he's kind of a part of our childhood. He made, like, a lot of really cool, iconic... We never mentioned Jumanji.
Yeah.
For good reason?
Yeah. It was definitely a gut punch.
Totally, totally.
It definitely caught you off guard.
Yeah. Such a talented guy.
Not something I was expecting
at
all.
No, no.
And it sucks.
You know what sucks about our day and age, too, is when that popped up, you do have to, like, research and be like, oh, is this a hoax?
I knew it was real
because
it was trending on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, you can tell the difference between... You know what it is you got to... As soon as that pops up on Facebook, like, you got to just, like... Not Google it, or, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just look it up real quick and see who's reporting it.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Yeah, no, it totally sucks, but...
I mean, if there's any good that comes out of it, it definitely raised a ton of awareness
on depression.
For depression.
Yeah. They were talking about it on sports radio. Toucher and Rich actually had, like, this whole thing about, you know, like, one of the hosts was talking about how he's seen a therapist and takes antidepressant drugs, and, like, it is a thing. Like, this is, you know, this is real, like... It's not like that's kind of my overall point. How people kind of sweep it under the rug, like, oh, you know, what a baby, like, why do you have to kill yourself? Like, it's not, it's beyond that. It's beyond, and that's my point. It's beyond your comprehension. You know what I mean? What is going on in someone's head is not
just because you don't have it.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Mean, you know, people. It's something that people struggle with their entire life.
Yeah, you'll never know what's going on in someone else's head. You'll never be able to live with it. Yeah. What he was living with, and it's just. You know, it sucks that he had to kill himself. And then it came out that he had...
Parkinson's.
Yeah, Parkinson's. I mean, that's a bummer.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, like he... And then I don't want to get too deep into this, but like you got to crawl into his brain and like he was going to just basically deteriorate before our eyes.
Yeah.
So he, you know, did what he did. And
it doesn't get better. You've seen Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, so. No. And I mean, Michael J. Fox got it young so he could kind of fight it a little bit. Like he was probably going to go super fast.
And he's not like a... moving comedic relying on
right yeah Michael J. Fox yeah like he was gonna lose like motor skills and stuff like that, like so I mean it's a bummer, but
I think he had overwhelming depression, and then once he got the news that he had Parkinson's
he was fighting alcoholism,
he was probably like my career's over and this is it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's too bad. So
he had a family and it's really tough.
Yeah, it's you know, it is what it is, though.
I don't want to end on this.
No, we're not. Because
I was going to say, I don't want to end on this shitty of a note, but I read things that people were sending his daughter...
On Twitter. That really, like, fucking bummed me out.
Photoshop pictures.
Yeah, I sit at work for, like, 20 minutes before I have to punch in, and I just read, like, whatever's trending on, like, Yahoo or whatever. And
those are fucking awful.
Like, you're a shitty person. Like, you got to reevaluate your life. There's certain things that, like...
You got to live with that.
Yeah, like, I know, like... You know what's funny? It's like, growing up, like, I was pretty immature, and I did a lot of dumb shit, but I never did weird shit like that. Like,
yeah. That's going to great lengths.
Yeah, like making somebody feel bad about like a death in their family. Like, you gotta be a hell of a person to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that takes a real shitty person.
Somebody you don't know.
Yeah, somebody you...
Yeah.
Even if you didn't know them, like, that's just terrible. Like, these are people that never did anything physically to, you know, they never did anything to you personally.
To be shitty people.
Yeah, that's bad news, but yeah, I mean...
You know, it was pretty awesome though to see that so many people.
It was overwhelming. You know,
so
what was the coolest thing that I saw, and I almost thought about going there, and I was like, well, it's too much of a thing now. Is people went to the bench in the public garden where he sat with Matt Damon in that scene in Good Will Hunting, and people were writing quotes from the movie and putting flowers.
I thought that was
awesome. That was really cool.
It was really cool.
I thought that was awesome.
And that's in Boston.
It is in Boston. That's 5 minutes from here.
So I could go see that if I wanted to.
So let's shift gears for a second. Let's just talk quickly about the podcast.
Yeah, state of the podcast.
Do you have any favorite moments or episodes come to mind? I have two.
I think I have two.
I have... I want to do good and bad. The first one I want to talk about is the war movie episode. That was a fun episode.
That was an episode that switched gears and it was good.
It did switch gears, and we had a special guest. We had our dad on to talk about war movies. I was so impressed with the fact that how... Not how serious he took it, but like... dude did some badass research.
Yeah.
And I talked to
him. He has some great facts on every movie that he did. Which is way more than anything I've ever put out with my list.
And I was talking to Tom from the Fantasy Movie Podcast, and he gave me pride. He was like, "Your dad was really good on the episode." He was like,
"He was awesome."
He brought it, and I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "That's I think we get our love of movies from him." Yeah. Like he talks about like he basically tells us that we ruined his love for movies in a really roundabout way. He was like, "Before you guys were born, me and your mother used to go to the cinema every weekend." I was like, "Oh, sorry." Yeah. Sorry to ruin that for you.
Yeah.
But no, like, in all basically, honesty, like...
stop watching movies.
Yeah, basically. Scared. But, like, if you get him talking about, like, the 70s, like, they started having... our older brother was born in 78. So, like, basically between 72 and 78, he saw so many movies.
So I think the last movies they saw was Star Wars, probably.
Probably, yeah. Some kind of Star Wars, Jaws, and then they probably gave up. The only thing I know about our mom when it comes to movies is she loves The Godfather.
She loves Robert Redford.
Loves Robert Redford. Wish she married Robert Redford. Yeah. Don't tell Dad. I could probably get her to watch Cap 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom, Robert Redford.
Robert Redford's on it.
Yeah. Or when he passes away, he'll be Robert Deadford.
Oh, he's a regular Robert Deadford. I have to remove myself for 1 second. I must use the little boy's room.
Are you gonna leave me hanging?
I think I'll handle it.
All
right. I think you got it.
Okay, so what are some of your favorites on the podcast? Some of your favorite moments or episodes?
Let me think. They're all kind of jumbled together.
They're very jumbled together, especially because we drink during these. I think we hit our stride. Our strongest episode out of the gate, we did a road movies episode.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
The road movie's great. The road movie one that we did was great.
Yeah.
Our
first single movie review was Cap 2.
Mm.
I think that was the first one we dedicated one episode to.
Yeah.
We were very excited about that.
What was the one that we did recently?
Godzilla?
No. The one...
Days of Future Past.
No, the episode we did, not the last one that just came out, the one before that.
Oh, the one that me and you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
What was it?
Wasn't 1994. Wasn't action movies. Action movies was fun with Sean.
Yeah, that was
a good up.
94 movies?
No, it wasn't movies from 1994. Ah, shit, you're putting me on the spot here.
I think it was just the whatever episode.
Well, no, because we did like 3 episodes of Leftovers. Like, basically July was just like a random shit bag.
We did a Leftovers a while ago, which I had so much fun.
Yeah. I'd say one of our worst episodes was video games that should be movies. That episode sucked.
Yeah.
And that was my fault because I picked that because it was like, I don't know, like one day I was like, oh, Contra would have made a good movie. We should do a top 5 about that.
Yeah.
And then we did it and I was just like, oh, end this episode, please.
Yeah.
That episode sucked. I don't know. What do we want to tackle in the future? Let's talk about the future.
Well, we stopped doing retro junk.
Yeah, we need to get back to those, because those are fun.
Yeah, those are fun.
Do you know what the problem with retro junk is? I'm just going to totally hang myself out to dry. They take a little bit of research for me. I need to, like, basically plot out and, like...
We'll work on the retro junks.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Because we were doing, like, kind of, like, action movie guy episodes. Like, we did, like, a Van Damme, a Stallone. We need to do a Kurt Russell movie.
Yeah.
Because we love Kurt Russell movies. Yeah,
I think we've talked about Escape from New York a couple times.
Yeah, I think that was one of the...
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, I think we wanted to do both of those. I don't want to do a month of horror, because we did a month of horror in October. We were very excited about horror. We did a whole month of like horror movies, monster movies, underrated... And it was like by like mid-October, I was sick of it.
Yeah.
So I say we do one Halloween episode. One... Halloween.
That works.
Yeah, just do one.
Maybe on a Halloween night?
Possibly. I have to go to a wedding on Halloween night.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy she's getting married. I'm very happy for you, but Halloween, really. It's my favorite night of the year. She's being a ghost. Not boo, you're getting married. So, yeah, I mean, You know what's funny is one of the first episodes we listed, I want to say maybe 30 top five lists, and I lost them all.
Yeah.
We wrote them by hand. Like
we spent one night.
Yeah, just totally like hashing out a ton of top fives. Yeah, we went ham, and then I lost it. I don't know where it happened, but...
It's up here.
It's up here. You want to do Anti-Heroes?
Yeah, we got to do Anti-Heroes next.
I like the idea that you had not original song, but best use of a song in a movie.
Yeah, like by an artist.
Or, yes. Yeah. But yeah, any song.
Yeah.
Yeah, because not like an original song, by definition, is a song that was made for said movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So like... You know, like Eric Clapton's Layla in Goodfellas. I just spoiled my list. But, like, that's an awesome use of a song in a movie. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's a good top five. I mean, we haven't done top five. We could do top five pets. Movie pets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top five movie sidekicks. Top five movies that are called sidekicks with Chuck Norris.
With Chuck Norris? Oh!
Retro
Chuck Sidekicks. We gotta do our Retro Chuck Sidekicks.
Not a good movie. Great movie.
But it's a great movie.
Complete ripoff of Karate Kid. I watched like 30 seconds of Karate Kid the other day.
Okay. You know what Sidekicks is? Sage
knows what I'm going to say. Daniel LaRusso is a cunt.
He is.
He's just a cunt. He sucks.
He's a baby.
He's a jerk off. Like, he's no hero.
Well, the kid in Sidekicks is a baby because he calls him a baby. Yeah, get up there, get up in the bedroom. There's the babies. Sidekicks is if you took Karate Kid,
yep,
and Last Action Hero,
yeah, a little bit, and yeah,
made them the same movie,
yeah, so. Totally,
yeah,
good call. So, you were gonna say,
I was gonna say something.
You were gonna say nothing,
and I don't remember what it was.
Amateur.
Fuck.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
We gotta have the Sheik on an episode.
I wanna talk more TV shows.
I know.
Really bad.
It's not Pop Junk TV, though.
No, but I mean, TV is like movies these days.
I watch more TV. I know.
See?
I wanna be involved in TV. I watch more TV, like television shows, than movies nowadays.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I can sit in my comfy chair. I don't have to deal with people.
No, I hate going to the movie theater.
I like the episodes when we're fucking just hammered.
All of them?
Those are the best
ones. You mean all of them, or yeah, most of them?
Most of them.
The episodes where Willow's scared of us.
I think my least favorite episode was our Elysium episode, I think.
That got deleted a long time ago.
Yeah,
we did that on a Sunday afternoon.
It was after the movie. Yeah. We were still like high strung from it. And it
just, yeah, I think we were stressed.
Yeah. Well, we were like, oh, the movie's awesome. Yeah. And then, like,
and you revisit, you're like, wow, that was mediocre at best.
Yeah, we didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah. We were drinking water. Who drinks that?
I know.
Losers.
Things I want to see for the next, year, okay. I guess. More negativity.
Yeah, we need to stop praising movies.
Yeah, I think we need to do, like, top five movies that suck, or top five actors. Actually... Now that you mention it, one of my favorite episodes was we did
Most Hated Actors.
Most Hated Actors was a great
episode. Had my favorite Photoshop. It was you with the fire. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Yeah, let's do more negative episodes because I like ranting on shit that I hate.
We haven't done enough of like things that suck.
No, we haven't.
Because there's a lot of suck.
There's a lot of bullshit out there. A lot of suck. That needs to be called out. So yeah, I mean, there's plenty more to come.
Oh yeah, we're going to keep trudging along.
I figure this is a good jump off point. This is a good
I got a movie to send to hell. We're not done yet.
Oh my god. Alright. Let's send one straight to hell.
Pull up your boot heels.
Pull up your bootstraps.
Pull up your bootstraps.
Because we got a movie going to hell.
So I given it some thought during the show.
Yeah. Speaking of hate, this is a segment I kinda like actually.
Yeah, because it's
we're just deleting movies from
existence. Movies that fucking blow that need to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave it some thought, and I originally, just because it's the thing I stare at during the whole show, is your fucking Back to the Future poster.
I know where you're going with this.
No, I'm not going that way, but I was going to send Back to the Future 3 to hell.
Yeah, that'd be good. I would not disagree with that.
But we'll save that for another episode. I'm going to go the Ray Stevenson Punisher Warzone.
Ah, Punisher Warzone.
Oh, man. What a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that like this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
They like it. I don't know.
Give me their names. Write down their numbers before we leave.
After the show. But the Ray Stevenson Punisher.
Yeah, it's
not
good.
I was so excited. I saw it in the theater. Mm. You know what's funny is most of these movies that we send to hell, I had seen in the theater.
Yeah, like we went in with like total like high expectations. Like, woohoo, like this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, complete, fuck.
Complete letdowns. There was so much buzz on the internet. The director, she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is a woman.
She's a woman.
She presently. Is a woman.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do with it.
No.
But she's like a stunt person, and everyone was so excited that she was making this movie,
yeah.
The Punisher movie, and she's like, oh, it's going great, it's going to be awesome. And it turned out to be a pile of shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
I was so excited that Ray Stevenson was going to be the Punisher.
Jigsaw was going to be the villain.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're doing the comic book, and he actually kind of looks like the Tim Bradstreet Punisher.
Yeah.
And then I saw it. I saw it with the one Ted Hayes.
Oh, Ted Hay, friend of the podcast?
Ted Hay. And, oh man, was it a piece of shit.
Yeah.
There's just characters that suck. Like, they took the soap character, he was a piece of shit.
Yep.
It's just not a good movie.
I've never watched the whole thing. I've watched pieces of it, and it was laughable.
It's complete
shit.
It
was laughable.
Now, the Thomas Jane Punisher is not a great movie. It's an okay movie.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie.
It's not bad, no. But it's good. It's okay. It's good.
It's
passable.
It has the most butt-rockiest soundtrack of all time.
It's like new metal butt-rock.
It is so 2004, it hurts.
Oh, it's so
There's funny. So much Drowning Pool and Stained, I can't even handle it.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, Trust Company.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what they're on.
But it's not a terrible movie.
No, it's not. You know who it does have? Adele Dazeem.
Travolta is the villain.
Travolta is a bad villain.
Yeah. So the thing about Punisher Warzone is the guy who plays the villain, I really like him as an actor.
Dominic something or other? Did I make that
something.
Up?
He's the guy, remember the fucking asshole prince in
300?
Yes.
He's in 300.
Yeah, and I he's the asshole prince in fucking John Carter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's a good actor. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
He is in the fucking Wire. He's the main character in the first season
his
of the Wire.
His Dominic something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, we'll correct that later.
Yeah. But, I was like, oh, this guy's awesome. And then, you know, he sucked. He was faced as a Joker.
Yeah.
Not his fault, though.
Ray Stevenson, good actor. Very good in Rome.
Yeah.
Awesome he's in Rome. Good in all the Thor movies.
Oh, I love his character.
Them the horror movies.
Yeah, the horror, the horror movies.
The Thor.
This also, my friend, is this green whore. Is that what he says?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a Guardians reference. Sorry.
Guardians. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Punisher Warzone.
All right. You want me to?
Blows.
You want me to send it to hell?
Let's send it to hell. All right, it's going in.
I'm getting better at this. And boom, you're in hell.
So, there's only two Punisher movies.
Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
From the late 80s, early 90s.
Which is really good.
It's fine.
Yeah, we should do a retro drunk one day.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
And the
Thomas Jane
Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird that they've only made two Punisher movies.
Yeah, that'd be a shame if they went on and made a third one and it was terrible, but
yeah.
I guess they, you know, they touched the sun.
I hope
I think they said everything they needed to say with that Punisher movie.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping to see Thomas Jane in another one, but, you know.
We'll hold out hope.
Hmm.
On that note, cheers to 1 year.
Cheers to 1 year. We did it.
We did it.
We
God
did it.
Damn it.
Please help.
Please help.
Please help an old man.
Yeah. So like on random weekends, we would just drink beer and talk about movies and then we made it a podcast. So thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Go to iTunes, rate and review or rape and review.
Rape and review it.
Just do whatever you want. But yeah, no, seriously, thank you for listening. For those who listen, I appreciate it. Special shout out to Jason Carlisle.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of the show.
Huge fan. He always...
Always...
Always shares the show on Facebook.
Yeah, he shills this show like no other. He does more advertising for the show than I do.
If he lived near us, I'd love to have him on.
I would love to go to his house and sleep in his bed with him.
That'd be...
Just to sleep. Nothing weird.
Okay.
Until he comes home, yeah. And then be like, hey, I was waiting for you. What's up?
Yeah.
I want to have him on the podcast legitimately.
Me too, yeah.
But Jason, thank you. You know, huge shout out. And huge shout out for everybody to listen, you know, to listening. Yeah, that's beer number four. I apologize. Thank you for listening, everybody. You know who you are. I know who you are. And I actually want to just boast for a minute because I'll get the stats on Podomatic. All over the world.
Really?
All over the world, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, UK, Canada, Australia.
All over the globe.
I get, you know, we get visitors, we get listeners. So, thank you again. Yeah, we were Pop Junk Movies, and we'll see you at the movies. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll, no, I don't really watch movies in the theater that much. 1, 2, 3, 4.